Then I saw what looked like a colorful streak in the sky, rapidly making a very long trail in the sky. I heard a loud sound like something hitting the ground. When we ran to see what hit the ground, there were people all around a big dark gray missile that was partly embedded in the ground with two reddish fins on each side sticking out of the ground. People were frightened, but as we approached it praying, we saw a miracle. It was a missile that did not explode. Praise Yahweh on Yahshua. The missile in the ground was a dud. Oh, we realized then it was our prayers that saved us. Only Yahweh and Yahshua could have prevented what was to explode to be a missile dud. People then started following us and wanted to go wherever we went, for they knew they would be safe. If they would join with us in prayer, we were each other's prayer covering. My husband and I knew we would be leaving the place we were residing and believed in faith for our safety, because surely it would have been dangerous, for the stars were still exploding in the sky when we looked at it. We needed provisions for the trip. We went into the crowded store with people in long lines. People were following us, curious at what we would do next, for they knew the missiles would be duds wherever we went. This was our promise from Yahweh and Yahshua, and we would be protected and provided for. I commented to my husband that I know all those that were following us into the store would be protected and provided for. We took a step, and the people followed, taking steps right behind us. The people already in the store were greedy and only thinking of themselves, pushing and shoving each other. All of us who walked in the store together cared about each other's needs. The people already in the store recognized me as a person that pointed out the exploding stars and who prayed and warned. Some liked me in the store and others did not. Some people either ignored me or were rude and hateful. As I was standing in line, people gave me cuts in front of them so I could buy provisions quicker. I had picked up some items and held them in my hands. All were food items, and one was a big bag of potato chips. As I got to the front of the line and the clerk was ringing up my total, which was a small amount, I reached into my pocket and realized I had no cash. Only a $700 money order, and paid to the order was blank. Note if anyone knows why this amount and why it was blank. I don't have the discernment yet. Please email me if you get the revelation from the Ruach HaKodesh, also called the Holy Spirit. I prayed the clerk would have enough money in the cash drawer to cash it. Then I said a quick prayer, she would cash it. I told her, this is all I have. Do you have enough money in the cash drawer? It was mid-afternoon and I prayed she did, seeing the number of customers she had that day. She looked and she did have enough. She asked for my ID and I realized my husband had my wallet and he was in the back of the store waiting in line for people. Did not get him cuts in line, only me. And I said, please wait, I have to get my driver's license for my husband. The people that didn't like me were angry that I held up the line. Others understood. I went to the back of the store and I got the ID for my husband and I went back to the clerk. She looked at my ID and said she doesn't normally do this, but she recognized who I was and she rang up the small total and gave me back cash for the money order. I told her I was very grateful. We left the store with people following us wherever we went. They knew they would be provided for and safe. The end of the dream. Interpretation of the dream. When I awoke at 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning, I told my husband the dream. We then prayed together. We are the first to pray about the exploding stars. I saw the exploding stars first in the dream and pointed them out to my husband. And we prayed in the dream, and now we prayed when we were awake. I said, I don't understand what the exploding star mean. Yahweh told me immediately as soon as I spoke these words, what does your flag have on it? I said, stars. Yahweh said, what do the stars represent? I said, states. Yahweh said, pray that the missiles that will hit the states, which are the number of exploding stars you've seen in the dream, will be duds. Yahweh also said to Prophecy 66, blow the trumpet and warn. Yahshua is not coming for the church, but for his bride.